brilliant. This, and I feel like our expectations are so low that we are just grateful for a movie that did not suck our souls out.
No, this was a fun movie to watch.
This was fun.
I enjoyed it. Solid. I recommend this. I do not recommend Mississippi River Sharks. I do not recommend Sandra Brown's Lukewarm. I do certainly recommend not. Zombie Shark. That
Zombie
was
Shark is fun.
But this Zombie is Shark's better than fun. Zombie Shark.
The 10th meeting of the Degrassi Film Club is now in session. I'm Avis.
I'm Caroline.
And today we're discussing the 2008 thriller, well, I guess aquatic thriller, Sea Beast, starring our very own Miriam McDonald, a.k.a. Emma Nelson. And you know how we do. We're starting it off at the top with a review from one of our IMBD scholars, Staunton Gary. They give it a 6 out of 10. Not your average monster. Didn't see the scene that was depicted on the cover art. Sea Beast is one of the better sci-fi movies out there, and I've seen a few of them. The creatures were done well. Not big budget well, though. For this type of movie, the acting was above average, mostly. I'd recommend this, but don't expect a big budget affair.
I think that is a very solid, succinct... Oh, yeah, you don't see the scene on the cover art at all.
With the, like, the person, like, the lady
is
with
like
the...
a chick in a bikini.
A bikini, like, swimming up like it's Piranha or something.
Yeah.
It's giving Piranha on the cover, and it's definitely not a scene that happens.
I didn't hate this movie, and no. I did not have high hopes when we started out with the worst CGI ocean I've ever fucking seen.
I think that I was really upset with, like, the fact that they were trying to depict the light in the water, but it ended up just lighting up the whole water in this, yeah. like, weird... Like that effect of like a light shining down water. It was very weird.
They tried.
It was very clearly a little CGI boat just that could. The opening scene was probably the worst part of the movie because the rest of it was not bad at all. I had kind of a good time at parts.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
And it was also kind of serious. Like, it had a good tone to it, you know?
Yeah,
it
wasn't... you had all this backstory. You have, like, the town drunk, and you had, like,
the
this
fishing...
feuding between Emma's character's dad mm-hmm. and this
and
other
guy
in town who, like, rents out the boats,
out
I guess.
The boats. Yeah. And it's, like, the fact that multiple people are having issues fishing.
Yeah,
right
the
now,
fish
that
basically
a fish
dried
have stopped biting.
Up.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a couple things going on, and then there's also her character, I forget her name.
Carly. I remember
Thank
it because that used to be my
yes,
name.
That did used to be your name. I feel like they don't say it enough also.
Yeah.
They say it maybe like several times. But so Carly is supposed to be this like aloof sort of like bound for college or she's bound for college or she's in college.
I think like, she's bound for college.
Yeah, like girl and she's kind of like not supposed to be paying attention to what's going on around her or whatever.
Can
but
I
she's
just
having
say,
this thing with her father's employee, so that's inappropriate.
It
I
is
guess.
Inappropriate. Can I just say, I think that Miriam McDonald is so cute in this 2008 era where she's got these very full, like almost chipmunky cheeks.
Yeah, the little cheeks. Yes, her cheeks are so cute. She's got, you know, the side part with not, it's not a super heavy, it's not a heavy bang, but it's like just enough of her forehead. accomplished
her wardrobe
with this.
Is not cute.
Well, I feel like we've got to give it to the time, just like that we all dressed like
no, because her friend looked cute.
Her friend was also like most of her personality was that pink iPod. Like,
God, iPods used to be so cute.
Like that girl, like they showed the iPod before her.
Like, remember having to carry your music separately? Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. I do.
No,
but it wasn't a good wardrobe, though.
Not strong wardrobe, but yes, we're on the ocean in a storm.
And the crew loses a guy. His name's like Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And like they think that a wave got him, but Emma's dad kind of sees what looks like it might be something.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of creature that's see-through.
That's see-through. I was really disappointed initially because I was like, okay, guys, that looks like a bubble creature.
It's small.
It also looks small. It looked like a Charizard or something. It was not.
Charizards are pretty. No, Charizards are pretty big. It looked like whatever is between Charmander and Charizard.
Really? I didn't think Charizard was that big.
Charizard's like a massive dragon, dude.
No, is that the one I'm thinking of? No, it's not. No, because sometimes he's depicted as mini.
No, babe. Like with that's a little before pot belly. He evolves.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of before he evolves.
Yeah, you're thinking of Charmander. Yeah, Charmander. It looks like if Charmander mm-hmm. was a teenager, or maybe whatever belly. Is between them.
But it also looks like it's made of rocks. Possibly. It's very sculpted.
We're going to find out more about it in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But first, we got to have like some talk on the dock with the guy from The Best Years. What's his name? I looked it up. It's like Brandon J.
Yeah.
McLaren or something.
Yeah.
I like him. He was in an episode of Black Mirror, I think. Or maybe, no, it wasn't Black Mirror. It was a Goosebumps series, not the most recent one.
Yeah. It is a good, you're good. You're like, right on the money. Yes, it was a Goosebumps series. And it was his name you got right to, Brandon J. McLaren.
Look at me knowing stuff. Ooh, yeah. I just switched the card on my vape and it's tasty.
What flavor is it?
Super sour diesel. I like the ones that mostly taste like weed.
Yeah, no, same. Like I got one, the one in Canada was like blueberry something. And I was like, I like blueberry, but it also tastes like a blueberry, like.
I just want it to taste like weed.
Like weed. Yeah, I would like weed, not blueberry scented weed.
I was really excited, though, to see Brandon J. McLaren because I mm-hmm. like that actor. And he's fine. Those arms.
Yeah.
But doing the heavy lifting. So Emma is going, Carly is going with her friend Erin, who is Brandon J. McLaren, a.k.a. Drew's girlfriend.
Yes.
And Danny, who's one of her dad's employees, they're going on the boat to a cabin on an island. But Drew's got to work first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It feels like, you know, automatically he's like, I'll see you. And she's like, you promise I don't want you to leave me with Carly and Danny. And it's like, okay, I promise I won't leave you. I got you. I'm coming. And it's like, we know you're not. We just know you're not.
And not because she thinks he's flaked out again.
Right. They make that a part of his personality, that he's flaky. Of course.
But he didn't flake out, guys.
He just got literally super gooed by the... So how the monster... Because this is like the first kill we see like that we can actually see not in a massive storm. He thinks that it's like... What does he say? With the harpoon that he's got, and he's thinking that he can like hook it or whatever. He thinks it's like a kind of fish, and he's like, no, it's not that. But then when his back is turned, the thing sneaks up on him.
Are you talking about when he said it was the harbinger?
Not the harbinger.
Okay, I was gonna say that's not a kind of fish.
No, I'm talking about whatever when he's leaning over the dock and he's trying to, he's like, I saw you. In his death scene.
I don't remember what he said in that. But yeah, because like,
they keep comparing it to multiple fish. They say an anglerfish. I know that. But like.
He thinks it might be a large grouper.
Grouper. That's what it is.
But
that's
then. What I meant. So it's on the dock, but you can't really see it. But you can kind of see that it's there. Mm-hmm. It's like Predator.
Yes. Yeah. It blends in with its surroundings. It's able to like.
But it's got that same kind of like.
That vibe.
If you know what to look for, you can see it.
You see it, yeah.
And he like goes at it. But then it shoots him
with goo.
Green snot.
Green snot.
That's like a neurotoxin goo that paralyzes him, and then he gets ate.
Yeah, his tongue, the thing's tongue also snakes out and like licks him a little bit. And like, eh. But you did bring up a thing about the albatross, which is not the albatross, the harbinger of death. They never say of death, they just say harbinger. But it is like, first he's just talking about it, because I think he's like, oh, there's been two deaths, and he's like, one of the guys that died though was like 65 and died in his bed though, so you can't count that as a death. He's like, yeah, but that's still, you know, like a bad omen. And then he gets shat on
by a bird.
Like the most like metallic looking metallic shit.
It's so weird. Yeah, it looked like something out of the first Power Rangers movie.
And then something's pulling on his line,
and it breaks his line.
And it, but then Danny had like the net to help him with the catch,
and it's a dead albatross
with some of this algae. And there's, I forget who says, is it his, her dad that says, that he brought in the scientist to look at the water levels? Who says, oh no, the sheriff.
It's the cop, the sheriff, who's her dad's brother.
Yeah. Her uncle, is like, yeah, I know there's been a lot of issues with the water. I brought in the scientist, and she's been checking the water levels. Let's go talk to her and see what she's been able to, like, figure out.
Yeah.
And she's found very smart.
She's been there for 10 minutes.
Yeah. She's found
her name is Arden, which is not a name that people have, but that's her name. That's a name of a neighborhood that I used to smoke weed in when I was a teenager.
That's a very of that time name, when people were trying to name their characters different weird things. I'm sure there's a person named Arden that fits that age group, but I'm sure that was like a fad thing at that time. But yeah, so she's in the water collecting like samples, and she's like, yeah, this is the deal. And she's like, I'm going to take a boat out tomorrow morning, you know, and see what's going on beyond what I've already collected. And I think she says something that they're welcome to do something. I forget. Do you remember?
No. Okay. But then the dad's checking out her ass.
Right. And he's like, what are you looking at? And he's like, her buckets.
Because she's got these buckets of algae. And then like says something about like, you know, maybe she can figure out why we can't get any fucking fish. Like, yeah. I'm broke. The dad is having money problems.
And he's got a bully up his ass.
He's got a bully up his ass named Roy.
Roy is a douche, and he just can't. I mean, he's clearly like, we talked about this, I think, before we started recording, that he literally, or maybe while we've been recording, that he rents the boats. But he's probably just like this rich guy who just has all these boats. Owns all these boats.
I don't think he's that rich. I don't think anybody in this town is particularly rich.
Not rich, but rich for the town. Like, he is one of the people who controls the economy in the town because of the boats.
That's possible,
If he didn't have people... But, I mean, it's like a working class kind of, like, basis for what... Like, the fleet. I'm sure he owns most of those boats, basically. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to go out there and do that work. But he benefits from...
From
working
the
class people,
men and women
who can't afford their own boats and have to rent from him. So he's basically like, yeah, you have not been catching fish. Like, it's one thing to not catch fish, but it's another thing to like lose one of your crewmen. And he's ready to swing, rightfully so. He's like, literally, someone died, and you're making
light of this.
Yeah, you're making light of it. And he's like, well, you can't take my boat out. You owe me money, so I don't know what you're gonna do. That's crazy, but you're not going to ride out on my boat.
And then enter his sheriff brother.
Mm-hmm.
And
say he's good for the money, and he's not a crook.
Right, he's not a deadbeat.
Yeah.
And then he like drinks about it a bit and pulls out like his coffee can where he stashes his cash. And it's not even that much money. Like,
it's a handful of 20s.
It's maybe $260.
Mm-hmm. It's a grip of 20s, but you know, it's not much.
Not enough for a boat. I mean, I guess it's just the rental for the boat.
Yeah, the rental payment.
But because the boat came back and was largely undamaged.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get to the cabin, which is really fucking creepy.
They've decided to just
hang out.
Hang out.
Be young adults. Doing young adult things in a creepy, creepy cabin.
Yeah.
That doesn't have a phone. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Carly is like unpacking and folding all of her clothes. And good on Danny for fucking calling out how unhinged that is.
Right.
Like, they've just gotten there. He's like, what are you doing? Unpacking. Why? Like, why are you doing this? So my clothes don't wrinkle. He's like, literally, who gives a fuck if your clothes wrinkle? Like,
yeah.
It's like, you and me and Aaron. And yeah. Maybe Drew if he's still alive. But and it should spoiler just be, alert, he's not.
It's max a night. Like, possibly two nights. I doubt they're staying the whole weekend, though. Like, why do you have this much shit? And why do you insist on unpacking? That's how you forget things.
Right. I love, too, how after they find Drew, like, I feel like everybody's putting so much stock in this marine biologist and her abilities.
Mm-hmm. She's very authoritative, you know? Like, she's just, like, she's not, there's... Nobody else knows any better.
With her 2000s ass curls.
Right. She seems very level-headed. She's like, yeah, I've got test tubes and buckets. I'm doing this damn
thing. I know.
Thing.
I have the ability to figure all of this out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're back on the island, and Aaron is all pissed. Because Drew didn't show up because he was really busy being dead.
Being scary murdered by a troglodyte.
And the boat starts, their boat starts drifting. She sees the
rope. She's like, oh, snap, let me grab it. And she falls into the trap of...
of the sea monster who suddenly has, or the sea beast.
Mm-hmm.
Who one at a time, three little baby sea beasts appear on her back and then jump towards Aaron. bitch gets eaten.
Again, with the like nasty tongue. And this time it like snakes up.
They don't really show a lot of the kills.
No, they don't. There's one kill in particular that's like, I'm like, that's a good kill.
So rewarding. I was like, my notes shortly before that happens are, I hope this dude dies slowly and we get to see it. And for the sea beast, he did die slowly and we did get to see it.
Oh, well, so I like the kill of the, what is her character name? I think it's,
Oh, yeah. Don't spoil. Yeah. That was a good one, too.
That was a good one.
But it wasn't as satisfying. Like, I liked her.
I liked her, too, but I was like, damn, that's a good kid.
And then we cut to the dad, and he's seeking out the town drunk, Ben, who I can't tell if he looks like John Voight or if there's just, like, he's got, like, something John Voighty about his vibes.
There's vibes there.
There's definitely at least vibes there.
Yeah.
And he, like, also lost a crewman to the sea beast, but all of his greenhorn crew were like, it was a shark.
And he's like, so it must have been a shark.
So now I'm a town drunk.
Yeah.
Dad is acting his ass off.
Mm-hmm. He's like,
that man's rent was due, and I love it.
You tell people what you know. You tell them what you know.
Right. He makes a plan.
What you saw.
His plan hinges on the town drunk sobering up and being like, I have also seen the sea beast.
Yeah.
Which is never solid. A good plan. Because you know what? Here's what happens is like the town drunk will come through typically. But it is not until like the 11th and a half hour.
Yeah, totally. You can't count on that as your main plan. Foolish.
And then we cut to Danny collecting. He's supposed to be collecting firewood, but he is 100% just getting kindling. And I wrote my notes. No wonder her dad doesn't think you're good enough.
No, seriously. Those are not logs. Those are sticks. And he certainly has low reaction time. I feel like that's the only thing. I mean, these are 2008 effects, so I'm sure that there was maybe a person, possibly a tennis ball on a stick there for them to act alongside of. So that's why sometimes the reaction and what we see doesn't line up. But he in particular is like seeing a baby troglodyte in the eaves. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, what the fuck are you? Let me take your picture. And then get scratched the fuck up.
Yeah, no, I was like, he's going to die right away, but he...
Somehow, in fact, he's got to live, I guess.
Notes are, damn it, Danny, don't get tricked by the baby, followed by, I'm not really going to be sad about Danny.
it's like, no real loss there.
But Danny just gets this gnarly bite and then, throws a rock at it or something.
Yeah, it's like, is it a bite or a scratch?
I think he said it was a bite.
It looks so like the skin is raised and frayed, and it's really gross, actually.
It's really nasty.
The makeff is pretty effective. Pretty union. Like it's got texture to it. It's pretty gross. I just think it looks like his skin is shredded.
Yeah.
He's just so chipper. I was convinced he was going to sprout into a troglodyte.
Or something.
Because, why are you so chipper? You just got your hand got torn up. There's tendon damage at the very, I'm sure there's, you're going to need, rehab.
Right.
Like physical therapy on that fucking hand, a hand specialist. Yeah.
He also gets a picture.
Mm-hmm. He does get up. It looks like the picture that they put on the Pokemon cards.
It's so, yeah.
But can we give kudos to Carly for not calling, not being like, what is this? This is not a real thing that you saw.
Right, this is a Pokemon.
This is a Pokemon. This is not a thing that you took a picture of. You know
what? It doesn't... It doesn't really look like Charmander. It looks like it does when it's standing.
Mm-hmm, but it's got a butt. It runs on all fours and it's got a buff.
But when it's
down,
it looks like that. Like it's one of the insect Pokemon or one of the rock ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very kind of angular.
Mm-hmm. And the head is all Pokemon, smooth and saber-toothed. Yeah, it's a creepy looking thing.
Yeah, it's a decent monster.
It is a decent monster design. I would have only known that it was called a troglodyte because of most of the article of the Wikipedia about this movie. Mm-hmm. It was they just call it the sea beast.
Well, no, so what we find out that it is so the dad is like, hey, Arden, that's a name. Check out this thing that burned or that this stuff that got left behind on the dock.
Yes.
And she's like, that's intense. And he's like, there's some on my boat, too. And she's like, that's intense. So she tests it and she's like, it's like a venom. Mm-hmm. And he's like a sea snake venom. And she's like, no,
like a neurotoxin,
more like the devil fish, which mm-hmm. I did not end up looking up whether or not this was a real fish or not. Devil fish, sea devil, which she explains is like a giant, like deep sea. Maybe she doesn't say giant, but it's a deep sea angler fish that like paralyzes its prey with venom and then eats
it. It's real. So you know the thing that was in Shark Tale?
Do you mean Finding Nemo?
I always get those movies confused. Yes, Finding Nemo.
The fish with the light on the lake. No, I know that's real.
Well, that's a sea devil. That's what they
call a sea devil. That's a sea devil, and it has venom. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're creepy. They got a lot of lumps.
They're also, I feel like somebody, I read somewhere that they're actually big. Like, yes. We always think of them as small, but they're actually like.
No, they're.
They're like mass. Yeah, no. Guys, the ocean is scary. Don't go there.
She even actually, Arden brings that up. She's like, during the
yeah,
the
monsoon, that was really interesting.
She's like, we found like 25 different species. 14. That were 14. Where did I get 25? That were on like up the bottom of the ocean and were swept up by the,
yeah,
the storm.
I don't think she even said bottom. Just like, dude, we don't know what's in the ocean. Don't go in the ocean. It's dangerous.
I mean, even the bottom of the ocean is relative.
That's true too. But like, Avis, you want to go on a cruise? I don't.
I like cruises. However, the weirdo in me has been out on the balcony of a cruise in the middle of the night. And it is kind of sobering to be like, I am on a little floating raft with a bunch of other people, this thing we invented to keep light on in the middle of the dark. And like, if we sunk right now, no one, it would be a like journey to get to us, to save us. Cause it's darkness out there. You can't see.
It's so dark.
Anything. And it's so big. You can hear the waves. That's it. You know, those people who like get like, who lay on a piece of whatever and float in the ocean until like they're discovered by a boat or whatever, like how much that might mentally fuck me up is like unprecedented. If I'm out in the middle of the ocean at, you know, with no light source, I'm just gonna go insane, Carolyn.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I'm gonna
it's
go
cold. It's
insane.
So dark.
Insane.
I hate because, it. Mm-mm. How did you go on a cruise? They sound fun in theory, but like,
well, I think the main thing is that you don't go on one that's too long, and you make sure that you don't think about the situation you're in too much. I think that that's...
I think I'm just gonna not go on a cruise.
Fair. I mean, the only way I'm gonna get S on a cruise is if I slap her with a Dramamine patch every day, so... I don't think that's worth it for me.
Me and S can just hang out and watch the challenge.
Yeah, I think that's a safer activity and cheaper too, because Dramamine patches are also not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I saw you wouldn't believe how many people I saw with those on though when I went on my cruise.
I was
like,
it.
There were, people were like, I don't care. This is a modern invention. I'm going to take advantage of it and I'm going on my cruise. But I don't know. I liked them. There was a lot of things to do to keep my mind off of it, but I definitely did like go on the balcony and like stare out into the sea a couple times and was like, respect. So much fear, so much respect.
Apparently, a shocking or not shocking number of men kill their partners on cruises.
No, it's a very weird fascination of mine. Whenever I go on vacation, I need to like listen to Vacation Crime for some reason because I get like hyper, because a lot of people get like murked on vacation, Caroline. It's yeah. So easy, like especially on a cruise, you're in international waters. These cruise ships are not claiming the responsibility.
Mm-mm. And you fall off the boat, you're in the middle of the night, you're done. Whether yeah. You fall or you get thrown.
Whether you fall. They will sound the alarm once they realize it, but yeah, you're pretty much fucked.
Yeah, but it's in the middle of the night, and the only person who knows that you got thrown off the boat is your husband, who threw you off the boat because he's trying to run away with his 22-year-old secretary girlfriend, and like, she's not even his secretary.
Why is it always a family annihilator plot?
She's the secretary of the guy that he hates at the office. But he's leaving yeah. His wife for her, and he's got to throw... He can't just leave his wife. He's got to throw her off the fucking cruise ship. No, thank you.
Naturally. Yeah, no, it's not... When you think about it, like, when you think about how easily you could have been... Because when I went on this cruise, I was 21.
So when I think about how easily I could have been snatched up, it was me and my mom. You know, she let me have a little bit of free reign. Like,
well, of course she did. You were 21. You're a whole ass adult at that point, somehow.
Yeah, somehow. And it was just not, it's not the safest vacation for kids or anybody, no. Really. But what's safe? I don't know.
Relative.
Relative, indeed. But yeah, no, what's not safe is this situation.
Right? We get to this, like, we go back to the island for a bit and, like, it's just kind of them looking for Aaron and trying to figure out what they're going to do. And then we cut back to, like, there's, like, this aerial shot and you see there's, like, a vehicle with a, like, a truck with a person. And then there's these two youngsters making out. And it's kind of blurry. As soon as we saw them, I was like, those fuckers are dead.
Yeah, they're going to get, like, scary murdered. And, of course, it's, like, it's Arden and
the dad, Harley's dad.
They're like outside of the little pickup truck, and then yeah, it looks like the drone just flies into the back of the van and like eats these people, like eviscerates these people, like just shreds them up.
And it's the gross. Dad's like, "Get in my truck," and locks, or it doesn't lock, but shuts Arden in his truck.
Which is, come like, on
shooting
now,
shooting at this thing.
she is looking like, kind of like torn between like, I like this, but I also would have liked the option to like
to also shoot. And he's like just wasting bullets because it's invisible. Also, I thought he was smoking like cigarillos. Are blunts still blunts before you put weed in them?
Yes, they are. You
okay?
Yes.
So he looks like he's smoking like a backwoods.
He does look like he's smoking a backwoods. It's smooth and it's tight. It's like a cigarillo like size, but I would
but
bet
it's got that looser,
yeah, like, roll,
roll pack. Like a backwoods.
Yeah, because like yes, typically you slice them open, you gut a blunt, and
yeah,
some people do gut like use the blunt guts of the dust. If you were just a blunt dust connoisseur, I know people who used to do that in high school. I don't
like tobacco in my weed.
I don't like tobacco in my weed either.
I like tobacco.
You like them separate.
I don't want it in my weed.
Like, miss me with that nonsense.
But yeah, he's smoking these fucking, he's smoking backwoods constantly.
He's stressed.
And he's like looking for this guy, for the sea beast. Mm-hmm. And there's this like tribal hunt music playing. Yeah. And he sees it for a split second. So then he just starts shooting towards these fishermen.
And they're like, yo, like they start hitting the, I mean, once they, because he's getting progressively closer to them because the troglodyte was in the trees. And then it's jumping around. So he's following it towards the water. But they feel like from their point of view, they are getting progressively closer to being shot at. So they start scattering.
Have some respect. It's not a troglodyte. It's a sea beast.
That is what the internet tells me it is.
It's not a troglodyte even though. It's an anglerfish. It's an amphibious anglerfish.
Is it? Okay, so, and it says reptile on Wikipedia. It keeps saying that word. So Wikipedia can lie to me, and I will clearly believe it.
That's old news. Anybody can edit Wikipedia.
Okay, maybe I, like, enjoy Wikipedia's, also known as troglodyte. Thank you. It's an alternate title of this movie.
But how is that, like, does it have alternate dialogue?
No, it's like,
where she's
so many of
some sort of troglodyte.
So many of these movies that we cover, Caroline, have double names.
I know.
For some reason.
I know, but I'm saying troglodyte doesn't make sense.
It's not a good equivocation to sea beast.
Maybe it's like the French Canadian.
Yeah, original title, troglodyte. It even says it on IMDb, so now you have that proof.
For where, though?
I don't know.
Like, I think this I knew a French Canadian. I wasn't pulling it out bad. I didn't think you were pulling it out of your booty, but I did not know where it was coming from. I was like, is that the name of the Pokemon that it looks like?
Yeah.
But
no. The sea beasts are actually based on the deep ones created by H.P. Lovecraft. It was giving Lovecraft. Anything deep sea gives Lovecraft.
Fuck the deep sea. And fuck Lovecraft, too.
We'll take that. The court will accept that.
I accept that his writing is fantastic, but fuck that guy.
But fuck that guy entirely. Yeah, yeah. It's not okay. So where? So the people just got the fishermen just almost got shot at. Just almost got casually drive-by'd. And the troglodyte, like, sorry, the sea beast hops into the sea, and is lost.
Yeah, and then we cut back to the island where Danny's like, maybe there's a first aid kit on the boat, which because he's like getting all fevery. I thought he might die from this bite.
He might die. That's not
his like eyes are super dark.
Yeah,
like Danny is not doing well.
Yeah,
but he thinks the first aid kit's gonna help.
Except, drum roll, please.
The boat washed away.
That's where the first aid kit is. Super bummer.
And now they're stuck there.
Yeah, it's actually like truly a super bummer.
It really is.
It's just, yeah, they're stuck there and there's no first aid.
What in the first aid kit was going to help you? Realistically, nothing. Like Neosporin?
Maybe some Neosporin, maybe okay. Some like antiseptic. Because he could go septic. I don't know.
You saw that bite.
That was
do you
massive.
Think Neosporin's gonna do fuck all?
No,
antiseptic might make a dent.
I genuinely don't know how he's not bleeding out. That's a large gash in his hand. Like there are a lot of nerves and vessels in your hand. I don't know how he's okay.
Yeah, but there's not like I can see it. Like it didn't hit any like major veins.
Not veins, but it didn't even really bleed. It's like coagulated and then like.
Well, because it's got sea beast saliva.
But like, he's just so happy-go-lucky. Like, nothing's wrong with this guy.
Well, because he's got to be tough for Carly.
Ew.
And then I love, can we talk about, I love this little town, right? Because we cut to this like town hall meeting. That's taking place in like the bar.
Yeah. Well, they apparently have funerals there too. We didn't talk about it in the beginning.
Yeah, they
but
have Joey's funeral.
Joey's
there.
Funeral was there because Joey said you might as well cut out the middleman.
Yep.
And just be at the bar from jump.
Because we're all a bunch of drunks.
Mm-hmm. That would be the theme of this town. We fish and we drink. So
I mean, and that is a
an accuracy.
Yeah. A little shanty town.
I love that word, shanty.
I don't think it's actually being used correctly here, but it's been done. So what are you going to do?
Yeah. So this meeting is...
The dad is trying to be like, listen to me, guys. Sea beast. And everybody's like, ha ha ha, good one. It's probably a guy in a costume because that makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess most people haven't seen it or what it's done. but
death.
He's like sea beast and they're all, somebody finally, it might be Roy, is like, you sound like drunk old Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ben steps out of a doorway and he's sober.
Oh,
stone cold. Sober.
Ben, oh my god.
Not the 11th hour. Ben came through.
Yeah.
I liked how it subverted my expectations there.
just, yeah. Brilliant. This, and I feel like our expectations are so low that we are just grateful for a movie that did not suck our souls out.
No, this was a fun movie to watch.
This was fun.
I enjoyed it. It was like, yeah, it was formulaic, but like it did its own thing enough. Mm-hmm. It was an interesting monster. Like, no, this was, we'll talk about it when we get to the ratings, but no. Solid. I recommend this. I do not recommend Mississippi River Sharks. I do not recommend Sandra Brown's Lukewarm. I do certainly recommend not. Zombie Shark. That
Zombie
was
Shark is fun.
But this Zombie is Shark's better than fun. Zombie Shark. Mm-hmm. And it's better than Far Hope Tower.
Mm-hmm. Oh, much better than Far Hope Tower. Much better than Zombie Shark.
But Far Hope Tower I also enjoyed. It was like...
Far Hope Tower feels like they actually thought about what they wanted to happen.
Far Hope Tower feels so far away now.
It does. It's the 10th meeting.
How are we on the 10th meeting? But so they end up like splitting up into two factions, the town hall. Mm-hmm. The sheriff brother tells everybody, like most everybody, go home. And yeah. Then Roy, the angry boat guy, boat owning guy, who bullies the dad.
Yeah.
He and these two other kind of good old boy looking boy guys go off with the sheriff. And yeah. Then you got the dad, you got the town drunk, you got the marine biologist.
She's
this is
ready.
A team that is set to like ultimately succeed. But you know we're going to lose somebody and it's going to be fucking Ben. You know it. And I, mm-hmm. for one, am sad about this.
Yeah. No, I mean, they do a good job of, like, making you care about most of the people in this movie.
By the end, I was even sad to see Danny go.
Yeah.
Don't tell him I said that, though.
I won't. He doesn't need to know. But,
That yeah. shot, can we talk about the scene where Carly is, like, wandering around in the woods calling out for Aaron and she's just like being eaten by a pack of baby sea beasts
like adjacent, just like, mm-hmm. like to her immediate right. Yeah, and they
beautiful.
Like they
loved
literally
that.
they eat the shit out of these people.
Yeah, they do. These, they like eviscerate them.
Yeah, it's kind of intense.
And then we cut to the sheriff and his whole crew, and there's a storm coming in. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no, before that, a line that I love is Ben and the dad and Arden are on the boat. And she's talking about this thing being a deep sea, an anglerfish thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the town drunk is like, you're saying this thing is one of God's creation? And I don't know, I liked that line a lot.
Oh my gosh, as opposed to...
Something made
something
by Satan,
made
I guess?
By, yeah, I guess so.
But if Satan was also God's creation, then isn't... anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We're not. That's
we're
not what we
nope,
came here
nope,
for.
No. Nope,
but
nope,
there
nope.
is definitely like there's very, very light religious undertones.
Yeah, there are.
Oh God! And then we cut to fucking. Oh no! Because we see the first of the sheriff's crew die. They're like hunting for it, and mm-hmm. one of the guys
I was gonna
goes
say,
down.
We gotta
it
lose some meat
fast.
First. We've gotta drop some bodies first.
And then we're back on the island where the worst thing happens, but also, like, I am intrigued because I like pus. I don't mm-hmm. like pus, but I like popping of things.
You
I like to
popping.
Pop a zit.
So what the discovery is intriguing to
right.
you
but it,
for that
but
reason.
It was also so gross. But Danny's like, I'm going to squeeze this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll make it better, like a zit. Which, while I like squeezing a zit, it doesn't make it better. Unless you get it just the right way at just the right time in its like zit life cycle. But otherwise, you're just going to have problems.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And it's so gross, y'all. He squeezes. Yeah. It's like a big, it does look like a claw mark.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bear ripped through his hand. But to
be
fair,
it could be their teeth because their teeth look like claws.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be either or.
And I feel like he said bite. But yeah. It's like you can see inside his hand.
It's fucking gnarly. And my whole mouth is open.
He's like squeezing it. And it just like oozes pus. It was so, so gross.
I feel so bad. But also he's an idiot.
And then another one of the rednecks dies. And
another
the
one.
Sheriff like is watching it him get eaten. And waits until the thing like notices him, starts coming at him, and goes, or at least like goes invisible before he starts shooting at it. And it's visible for a hot minute. Right. And
he was frozen in fear.
And like he's like, Roy, it's coming your way. And he like runs towards Roy and Roy fucking shoots it.
Mm-hmm.
And like hits it in one shot. It's beautiful. And I'm like, okay, that's good. But the babies are still out there. But then the thing wasn't dead.
Yeah.
And Roy dies slowly by getting like strangled by this thing's tongue.
I mean, as justice decrees, we demand justice for your fucking rooted tree.
Right?
Yeah, he was the worst. Bye, be gone.
But Roy's gone. Roy's gone now.
And I'm not sad about it, guys.
No. No, we don't really weep for Roy.
We do
like
not
a life lost is a life lost and whatever.
Yeah, but.
But I'm not gonna, like, that's all I'm gonna say on it.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody loved him at some point in his life.
Yeah.
And I mean, for them, I am sorry. For them, their loss.
For their loss, yeah. But what occurs after this?
The scientist comes back up from her dive. That's right, because she went on a dive.
And yeah, she comes back up from her
dive.
With a nasty looking egg. It actually looks like a really like egg white heavy. Soft
boiled.
It looks like a soft boiled egg white sack. Because we don't actually see what's inside. But they're like an egg. And he like probes what's inside. He like looks and he's like, you know, how is this the only one down there or whatever? And she was like, yeah, but I think that this was carried in by the current. And he's like, does that mean there's more somewhere else?
Yeah,
and she
there's
was like,
a whole fucking cache of eggs.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Where could it be?
Yeah.
We have to find it.
We have to find it. But they theorize that, like, don't they talk about how because it's a sea creature, it likes the cold, like the deepest part
it's
for the
be
cold
and deep
and the saline rich,
which they end up being wrong about.
Yeah.
That's
not what it wants.
No. I love, okay, so then we cut back to Carly and Danny and they see Aaron's shirt like bloody hanging from like a branch.
They're like,
and she's like, see, Aaron's. I told you it was pirates.
She's so
which
she's
where
10
did
toes
that,
down
I must
for
have
these
missed
pirates.
Her saying that.
No, she did. Yeah, she says it at one point that it's pirates because it might have been around the time the boat got stolen. However, that would be me giving her the benefit of the doubt, and it might have been said before the boat was even stolen.
Well, okay, so.
But she thinks it's pirates, yes.
And then One of them pops up and he's like, that's that thing I saw. And they're going to get away. But then it grabs Danny's leg with its tongue. And mm-hmm. Carly is brilliant in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
She grabs this huge ass rock and just like drops it on the lizard's tongue. Or not mm-hmm. the lizard, the sea beast's tongue. Yeah, the tongue,
sea beast.
Which breaks its hold on Danny. Mm-hmm. And the like resistance being released causes it to just plummet into this rock.
Yeah.
They did some good kills of the monsters that I really liked.
Yeah.
Starting with that one.
Oh, that was the first one that you found. Well, no, this is not the first monster that gets killed, is it?
No, but it was the
that's
it was
the one
the
you
first
noticed.
One that was like impressive to me.
Gotcha.
And then
gotcha.
They're back at the cabin and they're upstairs. They're like barricading the doors, but then it sounds like one's coming in upstairs or trying to. Mm-hmm. So they go upstairs and that one jumps like through the window.
Yeah.
And she hits it with, is it a harpoon?
I mean,
Carly is a badass.
That would track because it's a fishing village. They only have fishing tools. They don't have regular tools.
Yeah.
No, I think it's something like curved.
And then it's
and,
just
yeah, that
like
would, that
laying
would track.
There screaming. And he's like, it's calling for help. So she like goes down and just stabs it.
It wait, no, it might have been like a, no, nothing curved. I think it was something straight. Like a
yeah,
spike
a
or something.
Is straight.
Oh no, I'm thinking of a the curve thing that the that Drew
that
had.
Was just a huge fishing
a hook,
hook.
A hook. Yes, a
yeah.
harpoon. Then
she
that
had
is what
a harpoon.
She, said. She had a harpoon, and yeah, she stabs the shit out of it. Like she fucks it up,
and it dies. But the call has already been put out.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in the film, according to my notes, theorized that the babies aren't able to spit venom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's accurate because we don't see them do it. They do a lot of stuff. They're smart no. for babies that
yeah.
were just hatched, like, today.
Today? Yeah, they're
but
cute.
They can't do venom yet.
Yeah. They're cute. They're
but
so
they're
cute. I don't think they can do the tongue thing, though, either.
That, no, like, they can. They can because they start coming on the roof that's like under the window of the room that Danny and Carly are in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tin roof.
Mm-hmm.
And so Danny like rips open the wire.
Yeah.
And is like, Carly, go plug the lamp in or go turn the lamp on. And or flip the light switch, whatever. And he's going to put the wires down and he gets grabbed. Both of his wrists get grabbed by sea beast tongues. Yeah.
Babies.
And it's only babies. They're getting like they've got it's like one of those tower defense games.
Mm-hmm.
Where they've just got this onslaught of
baby
sea beasts coming
yeah.
their way. But Carly ends up, like, grabbing a hatchet or something
mm-hmm.
and chopping one of their, like, or no, she throws a knife. That's right.
She has a green knife. Yeah.
Yeah, that she, like, pulls out of her pocket and throws.
And then there's, like, still two other ones, but
she cuts, or no, dude bro cuts a tongue.
Mm-hmm. And he has a hatchet.
Yeah. And then they electrocute him, which was a really good idea. And really, they should have just stayed there and kept
steady
electrifying.
Yeah, the ones that pulled up, yeah. Yeah, that would have been it's working smarter, not harder. But they want to, you know, they're in panic.
And then there's so many of them, too. It's like, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's
we
impressive
to the
too.
Dock.
The CGI for 2008 is pretty damn solid.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked this movie.
I liked it too.
We got cut back to the dock where Ben has set up like a very small jail cell. And he's like laying out fish heads to like bait the thing to come to land.
Mm-hmm.
And he locks himself in this cell, which is weird. That's his plan. Barbara.
He said, I'm going to do a reverse playpen situation.
Yeah, I mean, it was a choice. Yeah. He didn't get eaten, so maybe the prison cell did what he wanted it to do.
Mm-hmm.
So Barb first, like, she's the harbor mistress or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, ends up talking to the dad, and the sheriff is dead, but he finds out that his daughter went to the island. So that's good.
Yeah, because she didn't.
Like, you have to come down here because Ben is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes back down, and Ben's in his cell. And he sees the monster, he's trying to shoot at it. And instead, Barb, your favorite thing happens.
She gets her, he like, the sea beast like grabs her and just bites her head off.
Yeah, it's...
It's kind of great, though.
I like that you love a good, like, head bitten off.
I've learned this about you. Because I wasn't expecting it. I was not expecting her head to get bit off in that intimate manner. He, like the animal grabbed her and then bit her head off. Like a gummy bear. It was really, really bad.
It was also really,
really good. It was weird.
And then we see Ben get hit with the acid.
Mm-hmm.
So sad. Or the venom.
The venom, like, he gets all green juiced.
And then we cut to Danny and Carly, like, getting ready to leave the house. Mm-hmm. They decide they're going to go to the old sunken ferry that's on the south side of the island. To see if it has a radio. And at this point in my notes, I felt it important to note that Danny is all right, but I would like him better if he were played by Tyler Blackburn.
Mm. Mm.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that would improve some things, I suppose.
It would improve a few things. And then as they're leaving, they get sneak attacked, but they kill yet another baby.
Yeah.
They're getting good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice, so Arden and the dad get back to the dock and they see Ben dead. He's like kneeling dead in the cell with his eyes wide open. Did you catch his blink?
Not his blink.
He blinked, and it was so obvious.
I caught one thing. I didn't catch that, but one thing I caught, the teenagers, quote unquote, that were making out in the back of the van, when he comes over to discover them, I see a very definitive breath from the young lady supposed to be killed on the ground.
Well, Ben fucking blinked.
He's just like a hard blink.
I was like, wait, is Ben not dead? I got real hopeful for a minute that maybe he was just like temporarily paralyzed from the venom, but was gonna be fine, you know?
Yeah, like, but no,
that wasn't sadly, the case.
It was just too long of a take for the actor, and he blinked.
But he put some sort of tracker into something.
Yeah, like a phishing tracker, so that they can know when they're stalking a big prey, they can know where they are.
Like if it gets away, if it was gets like away, in his hook or something.
Yeah, it's implanted into the...
So, yes, they can now track the mother sea beast.
Who is going to the island.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun!
The showdown point. Yeah.
Carly and Danny are on the creepy ass ferry. The battery is dead. This ferry, I forget how big a ferry is. This ferry is huge.
Yeah, because it's got to have, like, the cars be able to drive on it and mm-hmm. stuff. It's got, like, different levels. It's got an inside part.
Yeah.
And then, like, an upstairs. Yeah.
It's a big-ass ferry. And there's no battery, but Danny's like, let's look for flares, which is smart.
Mm-hmm.
But Carly is like, what about if instead we, like, barricade ourselves somewhere and just, like,
just hunker
sit
down.
Sit this thing out.
Yeah. It's like, what if we don't
And
do
so
that?
They decide that they're going to do both. They're going to mm-hmm. go find a place to barricade, but they're going to look for flares on the way.
Mm-hmm.
They find flares. They also find a place to barricade. So Carly gets locked in. And then, unfortunately, like, several of these things crawl up through a vent.
Yeah.
Oh, the flare is also important because the dad and Arden get to the cabin and they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
But then they see the flare.
Yeah. Right. That's he is a smart, like, I feel like that's one thing is, like, there's not supposed to be a sidekick nature. Like, I know Miriam is second build, but she mm-hmm. kind of falls into, like, she does make decisions and stuff, but, like, he is equally as smart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're both making, it's not like one person is stupid and one yeah. person is, like, following. Or one person is the leader and one person is stupid, so they're following. So, yeah. I mean, I appreciate that in a creature
well, and I
feature.
Like that it's that dynamic with both teams.
Yeah, both pairs, right. It's like that with both pairs because they, like, they're just, they essentially come together because they have what each other needs to, like, get through the situation and solve things about the creature and stuff.
Would you say that when you think about these teams, you know... You think that whatever it takes, you know they can make it through?
They can make it through. I would say so.
But Carly kills, like, a million of these things.
Yeah.
Carly is really badass. I love her. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
And then Danny meets up with the dad and Arden and is like, Carly's barricaded. I'll show you where. And then, boom, he's dead. It's not confirmed right away. Like, we see he gets grabbed by another tongue. But, mm-hmm. like, dude's luck has run out. He had a really good run.
Yeah.
This is where it ends. He's going out a hero.
Yeah, I mean, he's done all he can do. The leg will always get you, I guess.
You mean the tongue?
Well, the leg and the tongue.
The tongue to the leg?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing good comes from a tongue to the leg.
Because that happens again.
Mm-hmm. We are not done with tongues.
With the tongue and the legs.
So she gets reunited with her dad. It's beautiful. I love she comes barreling out mm-hmm. as they're, like, coming up. And then Arden looks into the, like, room and is like, whoa.
Right.
Because she has killed, like, at least six of these things.
Mm-hmm. She's not fucking around.
And then we get to, like, the dad makes, like, a fucking Rube Goldberg ass bomb.
I love it so much, though. And she's like, he just instructs them. He's like, you, you know, put this through the pulley. You tie the barrel. You tie it to the cinder block. Like,
yeah, no, he made a
under
Rube
the beam
Goldberg bomb.
Bomb. And he's
it's
like,
beautiful.
I'm going to go find some gas. And because they're on a ferry, there's a bunch of old.
And the, like, gas hasn't evaporated.
And he says he, like, used to weld on, like, they used to have to, like, he used to work on.
Right.
On
oh,
the ferry.
And they found the cache of eggs.
Yes. They know
it's
what,
in the ferry boat.
It's in the ferry boat. That's where they are to, like, there's, like, a whole, like, it looks like a, it's just like a gold, not a gold, a glass thing in the floor that they can see through to the ocean bottom. I don't know
yeah
what it is, but it's like orby. It's like a portal and you can see all the eggs in the ocean at the bottom.
It was intense. It was a lot of eggs. It was
kind of
yeah.
cool looking.
It was cool
yeah.
looking.
But yeah, he gets the gas and like a hubcap, and also uses his backwoods.
Yeah. Yep. And my notes there for the Office air. Fans mm-hmm. were, today, smoking is going to save lives. And Tawny will get that.
I love that for you, Tawny. I will one day watch The Office. And
you don't have to.
No, I want to. Like, I feel like there's so many of the... Well, first, I had family who lived in Scranton. So I used to pass by the... whatever, the paper, not the paper, the, yeah, where they worked, quote unquote, all the time. And just like everybody was so proud because it was set there and everything. And I'm like, I'm so sorry that I haven't watched this. And that was years ago.
I mean, it's your loss, really, because it's the best show ever made in the history of anything.
I know, it's very funny. And there's so many instances where there's just an Office meme that I don't get, but I still find joy in. So one of these days. I know people have literally cried when it went off air.
Didn't know what to do with themselves. Because it went off air, but I cried at the finale. I teared up a little bit. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Should we make a The Office podcast where you watch The Office for the first time?
How many podcasts can we make before
100.
There are so many podcasts that we are making.
525,600 podcasts. 525,000 podcasts a year.
And now we have to make a rent podcast.
No. No.
You said no. My aunt would come on for that one.
You and your aunt can make a rent podcast. I am not interested in that. No, thank you.
You're like, no, thank you, ma'am. Or just a musical theater podcast. I would love that.
That could be fun.
But yeah, so this machine is happening and he's not explaining a damn thing.
He doesn't have time for that. Woman, like, ain't nobody, you don't got time, mind your own business.
Ain't nobody got time. Because Carly's like, I'm not going, Dad. Because he's like, get my daughter out of here, Arden. And she's like, no. Dad, no, but then the sea beast rolls up. But he's got this,
except then
sea beast is like, I'm here, bitch. She gets him
by the leg.
Yeah.
The tongue of the leg. Yeah. The tongue of the leg will get you every fucking time.
Because, like, he uses the pressurized, like, the tank, the air and the pressurized. The
oxygen tanks.
The oxygen tanks. And he, like, basically flame throws at the...
Yeah, but then,
like, it's quite impressive.
And then the Rube Goldberg is pulling the, like, tank of oil ever closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's got to get away. He's like, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
Yes, which was a fabulous parting line. But then, right?
People don't say that enough anymore.
They don't. It's so fun to say, see ya.
But the tongue gets him. The tongue will get you every time.
Some slimy rap.
And we see him. Oh, no, that's when I wrote that note. We see him burning the tongue with his blunt.
Yeah, with his backwoods. Yeah, with his backwoods, yeah. And it,
and
like,
that's when I wrote that today smoking is going to save lives.
If you've ever, like, smoked a cigar or, like, most, like, I mean, I think they burn differently than weed because weed doesn't really want to burn. But the ash in a cigar, it's deep. Like, it's deeper than a cigarette. So he burnt the fuck out of that. Out of that.
But a backwoods is rolled very different than a cigar.
But look how tightly it was rolled, though. I would still think. Because I would say even people who smoke cigars like that, they still unroll and re-roll them usually. Just as a manner of preference for how tightly it's rolled.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like supposedly an art if you're a cigar roll. I just knew a couple people who thought that they like cigars and it's way expensive and it's not that fun.
Yeah.
Not that fun a hobby, but no, you can like customize your preference. But like it looked like it was a tightly rolled, so the ash was very thick and it was a hot ass cigar, so.
But then we see the building blow up. We don't see him get out. We see the building.
We just see the last we see of him is burning the thing's tongue, and then it's a huge explosion.
Huge explosion.
We see Carly and Arden like stumbling away, which they're kind of too close.
Yeah, they're definitely too close. Carly is sobbing.
Yeah, and he just pops.
He like pops up from behind a boat,
and he's slightly like damp.
Yeah, his hair's like all slicked back and like a little wet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "You always were a crybaby."
Yeah.
And then they cut to like, I don't know, like some time later, and he's mm-hmm. walking up to his boat, and you see the backs of like some greenhorns doing something. And he's like,
"Yeah, you see y'all hands greenhorns too.
Can't do anything right."
Yeah, and you see like lady crew. Hands. Arden
and Carly.
They're the only, like, he went from like a 6-man crew. Well, no, I guess it was like Drew.
It was like a 4-man. It was Drew, Danny,
Joey. What's his name? Joey.
And was there another guy or no?
I feel like there was maybe one more like unnamed guy.
Yeah.
So that'd be 4.
So he's got a crew of 3 or 4. But yeah. Now he's just got Arden and Carly, and that's mm-hmm. fine because
that is fine.
Everybody's the happy. Fish, she's got a mom again.
Yeah, the fish population might also need some time to recover. And yes, she has got a mom again.
And we end with them sailing off into the sunset.
They take their buoys and they sail off, yes. They're a fishing family. Arden just said fuck her job, and now she fishes.
Well, I mean, couldn't she study marine biology from...
I hope that's what she's doing.
I mean, maybe... Okay, so the sheriff hired her, right? Or did the town hire her?
It's unclear whether it was the sheriff
did who... Did the sheriff like, hire her for the town?
Right. Whether the sheriff hired her for the town or whether the sheriff specifically hired her. Because I would think that's different funds than the police funds than like the police funds
wouldn't be coming through
like
about some algae. So here's my headcanon is it all makes sense. It all makes sense because they save the town. The town is mm-hmm. all happy because they've saved the town. And they're mm-hmm. like, we trust you guys. Go bring back our fish. And so what they're actually doing right now is they're not going out on a fishing expedition. They're going out to, like, heal the waters with marine biology.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll all live happily ever after.
Mm-hmm.
That's cure, what happens. Yes. So she yes. hasn't quit marine biology. The town is funding her life. Mm-hmm. As a marine biologist. Plus, she's getting dicked down on a boat. Like, she's fine.
Not that she's getting dicked down. I hope they're not dicking down on the boat with Carly. Yeah, it's a small Carly boat
to be having sex on if your daughter is also below. On the boat. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a small vessel. And, okay, like,
she's
even,
not getting dicked down even on if the boat. They, then.
Like, because, like, is there, like, I would imagine it's very quiet out at sea. Like other than the lapping waves, like
yeah, but can, how loud are the lapping boat's a waves?
Rock, but like, if it's a small enough boat, the boat's gonna be a rocking. That's yeah.
I don't want to spend any more time thinking about being out in the ocean, in the dark, no less.
I don't want it to pop up in my dreams tonight. In the fucking so dark,
like no, thank you.
I have no desire to have that pop up in my dreams tonight. And yeah, ocean in the dark is terrifying. I've been on the beach at night a couple times and it's okay. But I have such an overwhelming urge to do an Ellie and like walk out into the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, what is the urge to just walk out into the ocean? Don't do that.
No, don't. It's a bad idea.
Especially at night. Don't do that.
Okay, yeah. So what are you rating this movie?
Okay, I had way more. I would actually rewatch this because I feel like surprise, I missed some things, and that mm-hmm. I could actually gain insight by rewatching it, and I wouldn't be bored or upset with myself for having invested more time. So I would say I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
I think I would give it the same.
Yeah. I had a good time. I'd watch it again.
Like, and I'd recommend you know, it
to people, not just for Miriam. You know, I'd be like, "There's, it's a solid little
right, this is a fun creature feature. Movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little aquatic creature feature.
It's not anything profound. It's not some deep commentary on society as a whole or whatever. But it's a solid movie. It was enjoyable. It kept you on your toes.
There were some subversions.
I thought Danny was going to die so many times before he did.
Like, he's like a cat. He's got 9 lives. Yeah, no.
I wish that that blink had been a clue and that Ben was okay. I'm sad about that one. I'm gonna be sad about that one.
Got it.
But
got it.
I liked Ben.
Yeah. No, I did. I did too.
And deserved to die like that.
No, there were some deaths in this movie. Not like where that bitch like,
Barbara. She had it coming.
I thought you liked Barbara.
I did like Barbara.
Like, damn. Yeah. No, it was enjoyable.
It was solid, an enjoyable film.
Designed film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah, the 10th meeting of the Degrassi Film Club is now adjourned. Did we say adjourned?
Oh, we're saying adjourned this week.
All right, it's now adjourned. Hasta luego, bitches.
That took a turn.
If you'd like to further support our show, you can find us on TikTok and Facebook as Your Mom's Padcast. We also have a Facebook group of the same name. And you can find us on Instagram at YMPadcast. Your Mom's Padcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscriptions and reviews are another great free way to support us. However, if you're interested in supporting us in not free ways, we have a lot of great bonus content on our Patreon, and some great merch at our shop, which can be found at your-moms-padcast-shop.forthwall.com. And remember, that's Padcast. PAHDCAST. Thank you.